At the middle of this week, Mercury comes to what I'll call its full phase. And at the end of the week, the moon achieves its rare blue moon phase. We won't see Mercury and the moon won't appear blue, but still they're both good for story. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So here's the thing with Mercury. Later this year in November, Mercury will make a rare transit in front of the sun. This only happens about 13 times a century, so it's kind of a big deal. This week on Thursday, Mercury will be exactly opposite the place where it will transit. So this is why I said it's at its full phase, because it's standing opposite. This is the peak in Mercury's cycle as messenger, so pay attention to all communications. Then on Saturday, the moon will come to its full phase for the third time this season. And because there will be four full moons this spring, this Saturday's full moon is what's traditionally known as the blue moon. For the moon to achieve fullness four times before the season expires is much more rare than to have two full moons in one calendar month. So on top of the Mercury position, this blue moon adds an extra special layer of celestial wonder. So what should we do? Maybe write a love letter and mail it to yourself or to the secret beloved, but don't open it until the Mercury transit in November. Include your best wish for what's to come and then let it go. It's really a terrific experience to set an intention, offer it up to the postal service so it can be carried into the world and then let it come back. Lots of things can happen along the way. Emily Dickinson described it this way. This is my letter to the world that never wrote to me, the simple news that nature told with tender majesty. Her message is committed to hands I cannot see. For love of her, sweet countrymen, judge tenderly of me. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.